哈利路亚，愿主耶稣祝福我们大家平安。
Hallelujah, may the Lord Jesus bless us.
我们今天安息日的聚会当中
In this Sabbath service,
有从加拿大国家的每一个地方，我们的教会有代表到温哥华来开会。
There are many representatives from different provinces in Canada to come here to attend the meeting.
他们有的代表从昨天晚上就到了。
Some of them arrived here last night.
那么今天早上八点半就开始有祷告会。
And beginning this morning at 8:30, there was a prayer session.
那么九点就开始开会，一直到明天的下午。
And the meeting then began at 9 a.m. until tomorrow afternoon.
那么他们今天就在安息日的聚会当中把这个开会停下来，来参加聚会。
During this Sabbath service, the meeting adjourned temporarily in order to observe the Sabbath service.
虽然是同一个加拿大，
although we are all in Canada,
他们确实要从田园上了飞机几个小时才到过这个地方来。
They have to travel long distance and also taken a few hours in order to arrive here.
昨天我还要问几位代表说会不会辛苦。
I have asked a few of these delegates yesterday whether they were very trying for them.
他说感谢主。
They said thank God.
让我听了很感动。
I was deeply touched.
因为我们是神的工人。
Because we are all servants of God.
我们不怕劳苦。
We are not afraid of difficulty.
不怕辛劳。
We are not afraid of.
而且各代表他们都有自己的事业。
And also they are not concerned about their own personal things.
为了加拿大这个国家，还有很多的地方没有神的教会。
And for the sake of the church in Canada,
他们愿意把自己的事业放在一边就可以拨空来参加这个代表会。
They are prepared to set aside their own personal affairs in order to attend this meeting.
因为我们都是得到神的恩典。
Because we have all received the blessings of God.
我们要来报答神。
And in order to pay His grace.
所以他们不怕辛苦劳动就到这里。
They are quite prepared to exert every effort to come here to attend the meeting.
那么我们求上主主耶稣基督来纪念他们所做的善功。
We must pray to the Lord Jesus to remember their labor.
我们现在一起先看这个罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Romans, chapter 12.
罗马书十二章的第一节。
Verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。保罗写信给罗马教会。
Paul wrote this letter to the church in Rome.
他说你们要把身体献上。
He said that you must offer your bodies.
要当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
我们把身体要献给主耶稣。
We must offer our bodies to the Lord Jesus.
因为我们经过主耶稣的宝血洗去了我们的罪。
Because it is through the blood of Jesus that our sins are cleansed.
我们成为没有罪的义人。
And we have become righteous.
又能成为是神的儿女。
And we become the children of God.
今天我们要把我们的这一个身体要献给主耶稣。
Today we must offer our bodies to Jesus.
是要当作活祭。
And to be a living sacrifice.
不是死的祭。
And it's not a dead sacrifice.
就是活人的献祭。
And as a living sacrifice.
死人不能献祭。
Because dead people cannot make us a sacrifice.
在神的眼目看到世界上的人。
In the eyes of God, the people in this world.
虽然他们的生活，他们有动作可以行动。
Although they are alive and move about.
可是以神的眼目看起来，全世界上的人都是好像死人。
In eyes of God, all the people in this world are like dead people.
因为他们从亚当的那时候开始啊，因为罪，全世界的人都成为罪人。
And it is from the time of Adam that who has sinned that all men have sinned since then.
啊，那么罪的工价就是死。
And the wages for sin is death.
因此主耶稣说，你看那边他们啊都是死人啊。
That's why Jesus said all these people are dead.
那今天我们在主耶稣里面死了又复活了。
But today we are dead in Christ, but we are also alive in Him.
我们得到神的宝血，经过洗礼能够重生。
And it's through the precious blood of God that we have become living again.
所以在主里面我们是活人。
Therefore, in God, we are alive.
那么活人才有资格来献这个活祭。
Only the living people have this privilege to make this sacrifice.
也是圣洁的。
And it's holy.
一个人如果不没有圣洁的话，
if a person is not holy,
就不能见神。
Then you cannot see God.
就是你所做的事情，神也不会喜悦。
And whatever you do will not be pleasing to God.
所以这个地方说，你们要奉献这个活祭。
That's why here it says you must make a living sacrifice,
是圣洁的,
which must be holy,
神所许愿的,
and only be acceptable to God.
你们这样的侍奉乃是理所当然,
and this is natural for you to make this all sacrifice.
我们每一位信了主,
for those of us who believe in God,
得到神的恩典,
after receiving the blessings of God,
我们就要侍奉神,
we must make offerings to Him.
固然侍奉神的这个工作不一样。
And the way we serve God is different for each person.
就好像我们一个人的身体。
Just as our body.
啊，一个整个身体有手有脚。
The body has got hands and legs.
又有眼睛有耳朵。
There are eyes and ears.
可是一个人的身体当中的机体啊，每一样的工作都是不一样的。
But the function of the members in the body are all different.
那么主耶稣他以把我们的身体来说一个教会。
And Jesus has established example using our body as his church.
那么在教会里面有很多的信徒。
And in the church there are many believers.
他们从主耶稣那里得到的恩赐不同。
And they all have different gifts from
Jesus. 有的是做这一些的，有的是做这一些的工作。
Each one is doing a different kind of a job.
有的感觉到这个他在教会里面的工作是很微小的。
And some people are doing a smaller job in the church.
可是神并没有看清他。
But God did not look down on him.
因为一个人的这个身体里面的肢体啊，就是小小指头也是不能少的。
And in the different parts of the body, even a small little finger is important.
所以在教会里面有的是比较担当比较较重的工作。
Therefore, there are some in the church who are shouldering
那么有的
minor responsibilities.
有的是担任了微小的工作。
And some shoulder greater responsibilities.
那么虽然是微小也不可少的。
Although the responsibility may be minor, but they are important.
那么这种工作呢都是要凭着我们的信心我们要奉献。
Therefore, all this must be based on faith to make this living sacrifice.
你要得到恩赐。
With the grace,
你就要奉献出来。
Then we must make that offering.
你在恩赐上面，你到底有什么，你就要做什么。
Whatever you derive from your blessings, then you must make the same sacrifice and offering.
就是要按着给你的能力来侍奉神啊。
And with that, we can serve God.
那么在奉献方面，不但是只有做工。
In terms of sacrifice, it's not only pertaining to work.
那么我们的教会，有的人是讲道，有的人翻译。
Some are gifted in giving sermons, and some are gifted in translating.
有的领导来唱诗。
Some lead in hymnal singing.
有的领导来祷告。
And some lead in prayers.
还有这个奉献我们的时间、工作来参加访问班。
And some offering their time do visitation.
教会里面有很小的小朋友。
And in the church there are small kids.
但是在教导方面的这个儿童的老师。
But the teachers who are teaching these children,
在教会里面的工作也相当的重。
Their responsibilities are also heavy in the church.
所以我们要得到每一种的恩赐，我们要按照我们的力量来奉献给主。
Therefore, whatever talents that we receive from God, we must similarly offer this to work in the church.
那么在我们平常的生活当中
，in our ordinary life,
我们有的人呢、啊、是办公的。
Some are working.
有的做生意的。
Some are in business.
有的人在山里面呢、啊、做农的。
Some are in the doing farming.
啊，所以这个呢，对也是要奉献的。
And all these people must make offerings.
因为我们一个人能够向神来奉献。
If we are able to sacrifice for God,
那么一定会得到福气。
Then we will definitely get blessings from God.
我们看这个诗篇三四。三十七篇
Psalms chapter 37
诗篇三十七篇
Psalms 37
有一个遵守道理的人
There was one who followed the commandments of God
他永远不会跌倒离开主耶稣
He never fell and depart from Jesus
因为他遵守神的道理
Because he followed the commandments of God
也参加教会每一样的工作
And he also participated in every aspect of the church work
好我们看二十三节
Turn to verse 23
三十七篇三二十三节
Chapter 37 verse 23
义人的脚步被耶和华立定他的道路耶和华也喜爱二十四节
verse 24
他虽然失脚也不至于全心扑倒因为耶和华用手扶持他我从前年幼现在年老了就未见过义人被弃也未见过他的后裔来讨患二十六节
verse 26
他终入恩待人这个人他的后裔也蒙福今天我没有遵守道理
Today we are following the words of God.
就是到老也不会偏离。
And until we are old, we will soon not depart from the truth.
那么属道理的这个义人，他的后裔也要蒙福。
And for those who follow the truth, their next generation will also be blessed.
因为神祝福他。
Because God blessed them.
让他们啊有余。可以来帮助人
that they have extra to go and help others
可以借给人家
that they could lend to others
那么可以帮助人的比那个被帮助的更有福气
and it's better to give than to receive and they are more blessed
所以我们希望我们每一个人都可以来帮助人
therefore we hope that everyone of us will be able to assist others
因为神已经祝福过我们
in this respect we will be blessed by God
我们看箴言第三章
Turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章第九节
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9.
你要以财物或一切出俗的土产尊荣耶和华。我们有得到什么，我们总要奉献。
Whatever we have received, we must make the similar offering.
不管是钱财方面
whether it be in wealth,
从土里面长出来我们所开垦得来的这个东西
or whether it be from the ground that we get
把我们所一切得到的我们要尊荣神啊
whatever that we receive we must honor God with it
要能够知道神的恩典
and to recognize the grace of God
那么在我们每一样的工作上面我们都能够来荣耀神
that in all work we will always glorify God
那么我们自己也会得到福气，那么连我们的后裔也要到主耶稣的祝福。
Not only that we will receive a blessing ourselves, our generations after will similarly do so.
可见在教会里面有参加每一样圣工的人
，Therefore for those who participate in the holy work of the church,
都是能够得到福气的。
They will receive blessing.
因为哥林多前书那个里面保罗说了
，Because in the book of Corinthians, Paul says.
你们要常常多做善工
You must constantly do good deeds
因为你们所做的工不是徒然的
For the good deeds that you do will not be in vain
神都会在纪念
God will remember it
所以我们一定要参加教会的这个工作
Therefore, we must all participate in the work of the church.
啊，不分大小。
Irrespective whether they are
都会得到主耶稣的。
Major or minor, they will all be remembered by Jesus.
好，那么我们还要谈到了这个我们所得到的要奉献。
And we talk about for whatever we receive, we must make sacrifice and offering. 啊，
感谢主，我到了温哥华，听到了我们温哥华教会啊，就能够接洽，也买下了这个新的会堂。
Thank God for I've received the good news that the Vancouver Church has bought a new church building, a church building.
我也去看了。
And I've seen it.
啊，里面的这个装潢啊，一切都还很理想。
And the inner setting is quite ideal.
还有一个很大的地下室。
And also a big basement.
啊，所以把里面稍微旧的一部分呢、啊，稍微再修改一下，那么就很漂亮。
If we were to renovate the older part of the building,
啊，在人是没有办法，在人是没有办法。
For men, something may not be possible.
可是，在神啊，没有难成的事情。
But in the eyes of God, nothing is impossible.
啊，我们一次一次的祷告。
We persistent in our prayer.
那么一次一次的神为我们开路。
And each time, God will listen and pave the way for us.
神本来就知道这个会堂可以把它买下来。
God knew from the beginning that this building would be belong to us.
但是神还是要考验我们的信心。
But God wanted to test our faith.
所以有时候感觉到可能要放弃了。
And sometimes, although we felt that we should give up on the building,
那么神会在前后又感动的。
But God will open the way for us.
因为神的旨意本来就是如此。
Because this is the original will of God.
所以终于我们很感谢主的把它买下了。
Therefore, we thank God that finally we were able to buy this building.
啊，那么这个会堂已经买下了。
This building already been bought.
是我们大家把它买下来。
It's all of us who bought it.
我们要怎么把它买下来
？How should we buy it?
是要靠着金钱。
Is to based on our own wealth resources.
那么我们这个会堂一共啊，要花了135万。
And this building will cost us $1.35 million.
虽然有三十几万的这个租金。
Although we already got $300,000.
还有都从别的地方又来支援来奉献。
And also we will be receiving help from other places.
但是还差了有六十几万。
But we are still short by about $600,000.
那么这个呢？不是很大
although this is not a huge sum
因为在我们人看起来这个数目还是蛮大的
but in the eyes of man this is a big sum
我们要知道神看世界上的人啊
the way we must understand the way that God look at the people of this world
就好像一个很大的水桶里面的一滴水
just like a drop of water in a big barrel
所以神是要祝福的话
if God were to bless us
我们这一个奉献以后呢，我们的钱呢、啊、还有剩下来的。
The money that we sacrifice will still have a lot of remain.
因为我们所奉献的乃是从神得来的。
Because whatever we offer, it came from God.
把神所给我们的，我们再奉献出来。
And whatever that we receive from God, we should also offer it.
我们也应该这样做。
This is the way we should do it.
那么这样做呢，也得到神的喜悦。
In this way, we will please God.
好，我们现在来看这个历代志上29章。
Let's turn to Kings, First King, Chapter 9.
历代志上29章。
Chapter 29, First King, Chapter 29. 1 Chronicles, Chapter 29.
看十二节
，verse 12，
十二节，丰富尊荣都从你而来，你也治理万物，在你手里有大能大力，使人增大强盛都出于你。啊，我们的神啊，现在我们称谢你，赞美你的荣耀之名。十四节，我算什么？我的名算什么？既能如此乐意奉献，因为万物都从你而来，我们把你从你而得的献给你。 我们在你的面前是客旅，是居居的，与我们的日子一样。啊，我们在世的日子如这个影子，啊，不能长存。18:16。
16.
耶和华我们的神呐、啊，我们预备这许多材料，要为你圣名建造殿宇，都是从你而来，都是属于你的。17。我的神呐、啊，我知道你察验人的心，喜悦正直。我以正直的心，乐意的奉献接一切的物。现在我喜欢见你的名在这里，都乐意奉献于你。这个地方是大卫啊，他讲出来的话。
And these are words spoken by King David.
啊，一个人能够丰富
，If a person is wealthy，
都是从神而来。
All this came from God。
今天我们把属神得来的，我们奉献给神。
And whatever that we receive from God, we want to offer it back to Him.
是我们很乐意的。
And it is something that we do it willingly.
不是勉强的。
It's not being under
compulsion. 所以这种乐意的奉献，神会喜悦。
And a willing sacrifice will please God and acceptable to God.
啊，所以在我们奉献的上面。
Therefore, when we offer,
不但只有献这个我们的心来工作。
Not only that we offer with our heart of willingness,
我们参与这一个买会堂或者是建筑会堂的上面有份。
We must also participate in the work of buying the church building.
啊，我们今天要看看我们所种的这个种的如果是少，我们收的就少。
We must understand that what if we sow little, we'll reap little.
我们种什么，我们可以收什么。
Whatever we reap, that will be the fruits we, whatever fruits that we sow, we'll reap.
你乐意的奉献。
If you're willing to offer,
那么神呐、啊，他会来帮助我们，还要祝福我们。
God will help us and bless us.
因为我们是乐意的，不勉强。
Because it's with a heart of willingness that we offer.
在台湾东部啊，有。100多家的这个会堂。
On the eastern part of Taiwan, there are about 100 churches.
他们的信徒有的是只有70个。
And some only have 70 members in the church.
有的教会只有40个信徒。
And there are some which only have 40 members.
可是他们所盖的这个会堂啊，要花了700万台币。
And the buildings that they have built.Cost about $700,000 Taiwan money.
70个的这个信徒里面呢、啊，这个可以到外面工作赚钱的才有30个。
And only out of these, only 30 were working outside to earn money.
那你其他的呢？就是老人家，还有这个小孩子。
The rest are old people and small children.
他们也不能出去做工，也不能去赚钱。
They were not able to go out to work to earn money.
那么30个的信徒赚钱，他们奉献呢，也要盖一个会堂，700多万。
And these 30 believers were able to go out and earn money in order to build the church building.
当我们去的时候，问他们，你们怎么有这个钱
？When we went there and asked them, how did you get all this money?
他们第一句话就是说，我们感谢主，我们很乐意的奉献，我们一点点的这个力量。
Their spontaneous reply was, "We thank God that we have this strength to be able to make the offering to God."
就在他们这个没有想到的时候，他们能够得到钱。
And when they did not anticipate it, they got the money.
有一个地方啊，那个教会啊，他们信徒都是在养鱼，渔翁啊。
There was a place when the livelihood of the believers there is to cultivate fish.
又在刚好在盖会堂。
And at that time, they were about to put up a church building.
他们把鱼啊来卖掉之后来奉献。
And then they sold their fish and then make the offerings.
可是有一次的这个台风来。
But once there was a storm.
啊，海的水海水啊倒灌了。
And the seawater came into the pond.
他们养鱼的鱼池啊都已经满了海水了。
And then the pond was filled with the seawater.
哦，他们这个烦恼那糟糕了，我们的鱼可能啊都会。跑走了。
They were worried that all their fish would escape and go away.
那么很奇妙的。
And miraculously,
海水一退了之后呢
？After the sea water has receded,
他养的鱼没有跑走，反而这个 别的人呢，那个鱼纹呢，偷鱼啊，统统跑到他们的鱼池里面来了。
All the fish that they have cultivated remain, including others, also gone into their pond.
啊，他们把这个渔网撒下去呀、啊，一捞一捞都捞不完呢。
And when they threw their net down, they caught a lot of fish.
他们虽然老人家啊，他们没有念过书，他只有知道五个字，说耶和华以勒，耶和华以勒。
And although they were not well educated, but they know that this came from God. Because originally they were with a heart of willingness that they wanted to make an offering and sacrifice. Although believers are few,
可是神的祝福都是蛮大的。
But the blessing of God was great.
所以这个地方说，啊，你少种就是少收。
That's why here it says, if you plant little, you sow little.
你向神的奉献的心如果又大，
if your heart of offering is great,
不在乎这个金钱的大，这个多少。
It doesn't matter whether your wealth is large or small.
你乐意的奉献，这个心如果是大的话，
as long as your heart of willing is willing to offer, and this is a big heart.
虽然你一点点。
Although the wealth is little,
啊，你奉献的也是一点点
，and the offering is little.
可是大家共同能够乐意的奉献
，but if everyone is willing to make that offering,
神会大大的祝福的。
God will bless them.
就在你想不到的时候
，and when you did not anticipate it,
你的这个钱会变成很大。
This money will grow bigger.
这个是在台湾的时候，我参与这个建堂的工作已经了好几次。
This happened when I was in some of these church building projects.
奇妙神的安排。
And all these miraculous incidents happened.
啊，有的时候股价180万。
And sometimes the estimate of for the building is 1.8 million.
这个是台币哈。
This is Taiwanese money.
可是建会堂完成的时候花了440万。
And after the church building was completed, it cost 4.4 million.
钱从哪里来？
How did the money, where did the money come from?
你问他，
if you were to ask them,
他问你，
they would also ask
you back. 一个答复，
with one reply,
就是不知道。
I do not know.
不知道钱从哪里来。
They do not know where the money come from.
这个估计啊，就是180万。
The estimate was 1.8 million.
还不够钱呢。
They were short at the time.
就已经把它定下来了。
And then they already made a contract to buy.
那么通通盖成完成了。 440万。
And after the building was completed, it came to 4.4 million.
啊，很奇妙的。
And this is miraculous.
真是耶和华以勒。
Because this is the work of God.
那么我们要得到耶和华以勒，也要像亚伯拉罕的信心了。
Therefore, to get this help from God, we must have the faith of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕能够得到福气。
Abraham is able to get a blessing.
能够得到祝福。
And to be blessed.
因为他听神的话。
That's because he obeyed God.
把他唯一的这个独生儿子把他献上。
That is prepared to sacrifice his only son to God.
你要献上，一定要杀死的。
In order to offer his son, he has to kill his son.
那么神在上面看呢？
And God was able to look down from above.
只要看亚伯拉罕的信心。
He was able to see the faith of Abraham.
要看亚伯拉罕的动作。
To see his action.
他把以撒已经捆起来了。
He already bound Isaac.
放在那个祭坛上。
And put him on the offering altar.
他把刀拿起来。
He already took up a knife.
神没有这个没有开声音讲话。
And God did not speak to him.
神在天上一直在看。
God was watching him.
等他把刀真的要把他刺下去的时候，
It's only when he was about to thrust the knife down.
神才阻挡他。
Then God stopped him.
他说：“我已经看到你的心了。”
God said, "I already saw your heart."
就在那个动作。
And in that instant.
今天我们要奉献。
Today we must make offering.
你要出于信心。
It must be out of faith.
不是为了名字来奉献。
Not out of popularity that we do it.
我们是要奉献我们的这个微薄的力量。
We must offer whatever that we are able to offer.
要出于乐意甘心。
Out of willingness.
主耶稣呢，他看到有很多人富有的人都是在奉献。
Jesus saw a lot of rich people making offerings.
但是主耶稣却没有把他们奉献那么多的钱的人来纪念他。
But Jesus did not remember this despite of their big offerings.
他所纪念的是一个寡妇。
What he remembered was the widow.
他献多少呢?
How much did the widow offer?
就是现在的小朋友都不要拿的。
And the amount that she offered,
不能买到什么好东西的。
Even small children would not accept.
只有两个小钱。
It's only, she only made 2 pennies.
我们现在在温哥华马路上，我在路上看到有钱丢下去，怎么没有人来把它捡起来？
And today, when I walk on the street, I saw some money on the floor. No one wanted to pick them up.
那个钱太小。
Because the amount was very negligible.
连连都感觉到没有价值。
That people look upon it without value.
可是这个寡妇是她所有的。
But this widow, she offered whatever she has.
把她所有的她奉献出来。
All that she has, she made the offering.
所以耶稣看到她的这个心啊，就纪念她了。Therefore,
when Jesus saw her heart, he remembers her.
就从古时候到现在已经流传了2000年。
This story has been for 2,000 years.
让我们现在的人还在纪念这个寡妇所奉献的这一个她的惊喜。
That all of us are still able to look at this example of the widow.
好，我们再看《路加福音》。路加福音第六章。
Book of Luke, chapter 6.
路加福音第六章，38节。
Verse 38.
38节。好，你要隔离，就必有隔离你们的，并用。 并且用石子的生豆，啊，莲藕带按，上尖下流的倒在你的怀里，因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们，啊，这个地方啊是耶稣在讲道理的时候，在轮到要爱人的这个动作。
And here is a teaching from Jesus talking about how you love others.
你用什么量器来量给人家?
Whatever that you use to measure others,
你会得到更多的这个赏赐。
And you get more blessings.
它是这个福气啊，是上尖下流。
These blessings come from the above.
因为你的容器已经容不下了。
That you don't have enough to even keep it.
那么神会给我们的福气是好像开了天窗，从天窗里面。 从上面降下来给你。
And the best blessings from God is like pouring out from the windows in heaven.
我们看这个旧约的最后马拉基斯。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
马拉基斯的第3章。
Malachi chapter 3.
第10节。
Verse 4.
新约1125面。 旧约1125页，第10节，万尊之耶和华说：“你们要将当纳的十分之一，传人送入仓库，使我的家有粮，以此试试我，事后为你们掰开天上的窗户，啊，倾覆于你们，甚至以无齿火龙。” 我们把从神得来的，我们奉献十分之一。
Whatever that we get from God, we offer 1/10 of it.
是出于你的乐意甘心。
And out of our own willingness to offer.
你可以这样的奉献试试看。
We should try this way of offering.
要试谁呀？
To test whom?
来试试我，这个我就是真神。
This test God.
你这样子的奉献。
This sort of offering.
那么神会。 把这个天窗啊，这个打开
，God will open the window of in heaven.
把所有的都这几乎通通倒给你
，and all the blessings from there will pour down on you onto you.
连你没有地方可以容下的
，it's so overflow that you don't even have place to keep it.
这种的福气
，these are blessings.
在我们过去在台湾呢，已经看了很多的
，and had happened many times in Taiwan.
以前他信主之后呢，常常是要教会来救济他。
And before they came to believe in God, the church has to help them often.
有时候传道要到他的家访问。
sometimes the preachers went to their house to visit.
他很诚意的要来接待传道。
He sincerely received the preachers.
传道们他们不敢。
But preachers would not dare to.
再把他吃了这一顿呢，不晓得他们下一顿呢怎么吃的。
That they would not dare to take the food from them because they do not know what happened after that.
可是他做零碎的工作，他还是奉献。
But anything that he does, he also make the offering.
那么在台湾现在呢，他是一个鼎鼎有名啊，很富有的人呢。
And this person has become a famous person now.
因为他以前人家帮助他，他现在换他来帮助人家。
Because of those who have helped him before, he remembers and he's now helping others.
所以我们教会里面也要有一个也有好心的人啊。
Therefore, in our church, there are also people with good hearts.
就好像古尼流一样。
It's just like Colinius.
古尼流他是一个敬畏神的人。
He's one who fear God.
他也知道如何去爱人。
And he knows how to love others.
所以他常常周济这个穷人啊。
Therefore, he often helped the poor people.
他的祷告呢，就被神来纪念他。
And his prayers was pleasing to God.
那么一位是多加。
Like Dorcia.
多加是一个一个姐妹。
She is a sister.
她又不是女的执事。
She is not a deaconess.
也不是传道者。
And she is not a preacher.
她是一位姐妹。
She is only a sister.
可是她所做的这个善功啊，是非常的广大。
But the good deeds that she do is very wide.
很多人都在纪念她。
Many people remember her.
后来她病死了。
And after she died.
接着这个彼得来祷告，又让他活起来。
And through the prayer of Peter, she became alive.
因此，又让很多人呐、来相信主耶稣。
That testimony enabled many to come to believe Jesus.
所以我们一般做善事的方面，我们还是要很乐意的。
Therefore, when we do any charity, we must do it willingly.
尤其是我们现在卖了会堂。
Especially now, we have bought a church building.
我现在讲一个在台湾的。
Now I'm going to talk about something that happened in Taiwan.
这一个人是好像看钱如命。
This person love money.
所以教会在奉献的方面，他是常常偷偷的在奉献。
Therefore, when it comes to offering, he would do it secretly.
那么有一次在奉献从后面走过来到前面要来奉献要丢钱进去。
So once he came from the back to the front to make the offering.
那么他钱都是放在后面的口袋。
His money is in his back pocket.
他一面走路手放在口袋里面。
As he walks towards the front, his hand goes to his back pocket.
后面的口袋里有好几张的这个一千块。
And in his back pocket there were a few $1,000 notes.
那里面也有十块的。
And there was also $10 notes.
还有五块的。
As well as $5.
他现在要奉献。
Now he's about to make offering.
哎呀，这个钱好不容易才赚到。
And he thinks that this money was hard to earn.
我到底要奉献多少
？How much should I make offering?
当然，他的手放在口袋里他心里面就在自己在商量了。
When his hand goes in his pocket, but his heart is thinking about how to make offering.
一千块太多了。
$1,000 appear to be too much.
我看来这一张大概是十块的。
Maybe this one that I feel is $40.
10块太多。
$10 also too much.
这一张大概五块。
This could be $5.
就他的手在口袋里面一上一下，一上一下。
So his hands was going up and downward, trying to feel the money.
后面有排队一直要前面的，快一点，快一点，快一点。
And there was a queue at the back, trying to hurry him up to make the offering.
他说好了，好了，好了。
So he was trying to make that offering.
他的心里面说，这一张五块，这一张好，这一张好。
So his heart felt one note and think that it's a $5 note should be good enough.
后面的现在快一点嘛，快一点。
But the people at the back trying to rush him.
那么很快的这个感谢词啊，这个两个指头啊，这样一架就拿起来，换进去，怎么两张一千块的呢？
So he thanked God and then he snatched out two notes and put in the offering box and found that there were two notes of $1,000 each.
所以他这种的奉献，神不会喜悦。
Therefore, this sort of offering would not be pleasing to God.
所以神故意的要让他，让他丢脸了。
God deliberately make him lose face.
让他心不甘了。
That make him unwilling.
怎么要抽一张出来变成两张的一千块
？That despite that his intention was to pull one smaller note out and
there were two big ones. 为什么会知道
？How did he know?
因为他2000块拿出来啊，他总不能再拿回去啊。
Because once he pulled the money out, he couldn't put them back.
他的脸一下红一下青啊，就放下去了。
Therefore, his face changed color and put the money into the box.
他有一次的见证啊，他才提出来了。
It's only once during a certain testimony that he told this story.
大家才知道他的心本来就是要献5块钱。
The people then knew that he originally only wanted to offer $5.
可是人在做，神在看。
But when men were doing something, God was watching.
所以我们要清楚地明白，我们所得来的钱也是神的。
Therefore, we must clearly understand that the money that we get, it came from God.
我们一定要明白这一点。
We must understand this point.
那么今天我们要奉献。
Today, if we were to make offerings,
你不要等到这个年老了，再来要奉献你的工作。
We should not wait until we are old, then only want to serve God.
好，我们看，传道书12章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书12章第1节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
好，你参着年幼，衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你们所说我何无许诺的那些年日，未曾临近之先，当纪念造你的子。这个地方是传道人说
Here the Ecclesiastes say,
你要参照你现在年壮啊，这个身体啊蛮壮的时候。
You must use this opportunity when you are still young.
你的眼睛啊，眼睛嘹亮。
That your eyes are still bright.
你耳朵很明。
That your ears are very sharp.
你的手都是敏捷。
That your hands are very flexible.
走路还有力量还快。
And you walk in strength.
你要来纪念造你的子。
That we must remember the God of creation.
怎么来纪念？
How to remember?
就是趁着现在你要来为神做工。
Is to use the opportunity now to serve God.
不要等到这个啊，脑筋退化，眼睛已经模糊。耳朵聋了。
We should not wait until we are old and weak.
那么手举起来一直发抖的。
And our hands are shaking.
你在想要来做神的工。
Then only we wanted to serve God.
那就太迟了。
It would be too late.
台湾有一位弟兄。
In Taiwan there was a brother.
他年轻的时候还很会爬山。
When he was young, he was very good in mountain climbing.
后来在教会里参加财务的负责人。
Later on, he became the brother in charge of financial affairs.
他有一个心要奉献。
He has a heart to offer.
我的能力。
Whatever his ability was.
所以有人奉献，他就问他的名字，并写成了1000块。那中秋的这个前面啊，慢月亮啊，慢慢的圆起来，是要让我们看的。
And just before the full moon, this process will gradually appear.
神创造了有一个月亮，不是要给飞鸟走兽看的。
God has created this moon is not to not for the purpose of the birds.
因为他们不懂得如何来思考。
Because they do not know how to appreciate it.
那么人呢，可以看了以后可以思考。
But men who look at it will appreciate it.
那么这个月还没有圆的以前就是人有一点还不如意。
And before the moon become full, men still feel that there are certain deficiency in it.
就是要让我们一年一年的努力。
That this tells us that we must be diligent year after year.
那不停的努力之下呢，这个缺月不圆的月，它就会慢慢的就可圆了。就是完完了。
And with this diligence, then the moon will then become full.
那么这一个月亮就很圆的时候，就是我们富有的时候。
And when this moon is full, this is to say that we are all rich.
这是一个机会。
And this opportunity.
你如果这个富有的时候你不奉献。
And when we are rich, we do not make the offering.
那么这个月亮过了16号、17号，就慢慢有月缺了。
And after the 16 and 17, the moon, the full moon would slowly recede.
所以我们月亮看到圆的时候，我们不可以自满自足。
Therefore, when we look at the full moon, we should not be self-satisfied.
在什么时候我们会有这个月缺的这个遭遇？
and we do not know when we would face a situation of deficiency.
那我们现在是什么时候？
What is the time now?
我们现在啊，就是刚好这个月满啊，月亮满满的时候了。
This is a time when we are in the situation where the moon is full and round.
现在刚好我们温哥华教会就是要爱主耶稣啊，爱神的这个机会。
This is a time when we can show our love to our Lord Jesus.
所以神让我们能够富有。
That's why God makes us rich.
我们只要奉献。
And therefore we must make offerings.
啊，如果这一个要奉献的时间一过了
，Once this offering moment is passed。
你再会奉献
and then you decide to make offering,
也许会说已经够了
then at that time it may be too late,
我们已经有了
because the church has already got
好像你的奉献是多余的了
and your offering will become surplus,
所以我们奉献是在现在需要的时候
therefore when you make offering it must be at the right moment,
主耶稣在传道里的时候
when Jesus was preaching,
啊，早上传道这个晚上
He preached from morning to night.
那么有很多人呢、啊，在那里听耶稣的道理。
And many people were listening to his teaching.
还蛮认真的。
And they were all very serious.
所以不顾中饭晚饭。
And they have forgotten about their lunch and dinner.
好了，门徒看到那么多的人。
When the disciples saw so many people.
门徒来啊，就见主耶稣。
The disciples came to see Jesus.
请主耶稣把他们散开，让他们回去吧。
And they asked Jesus to disperse them and let them go home.
因为太阳快要下山了。
Because the sun was about to set.
让他们回去，在半路上也许可以买一点吃的。
That when they are on the way home, they may have to buy some food.
或者是可以让他们住的地方。
Or when they are about to reach the home.
门徒来请主耶稣叫他们解散了。
And the disciples came to Jesus to ask him to disperse them.
可是主耶稣的回答让门徒们吓了一跳。
And the reply from Jesus amazed the disciples.
不要让他们回去。
Do not let them go home.
你们这几个人啊，弄给他们吃。
A few of you would arrange something for them to eat.
哇，这个烦恼大了。
And this indeed troubled the disciples.
就是没有办法。
Because there was no a way that they
could do it. 他来求主耶稣把他们解散。
That they have asked, they have come to see Jesus to disperse them.
那么主耶稣叫我们来弄他们吃呢？
But instead, now Jesus asks us to arrange something for them to eat.
为什么主耶稣这么不通人情呢？
Why did Jesus did not understand the situation?
可是约翰福音里面就这样的记载。
But this is how the book of John records.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
第六节
Verse 6
约翰福音第六章第六节
John chapter 6 verse 6
他说这个话是要试验腓力他自己原来知道要怎样行耶稣说你们让他们吃吧
Jesus said you let them eat
在门徒上面来说是一个很大的困难
And in the eyes of the disciples, eating at that time was a big problem.
可是主耶稣讲这一句话有他的用意。
But there's a deep meaning in what Jesus told them.
因为他本来就知道要怎么做。
Because Jesus knew how to solve the problem.
所以后来就问了，你看看里面哪些人有吃的东西没有？
And he told the disciples to look around and see if anyone has any food with them.
好，结果门徒就问了。
And the disciples went around asking.
有男丁就是男性啊，有五千多人呢。
And at that time there were 5,000 males.
都是不吭声，没有人讲话。
Everyone was very quiet.
啊，那么很多的这个成人啊，大人的当中没有带东西吗
？And wasn't any adults amongst them who did not bring any food?
一定有的。
There must be some who did.
可是他们不作声。
But they would not answer.
就一个小孩子
，only a small child。
他说：“我这里有。
”He said, "I have some here."
是谁看到的
？Who saw it?
是因为安德烈这一个门徒啊看到了。
And it was the disciple Andrew who saw it.
为什么会可以看到
？How did he see it?
啊，他手上已经有五个饼，两条鱼的。
Because his hand was holding 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes.
这五个饼两条鱼是从家里带在袋子里面到这个地方来。
And he brought this from his home to here.
这个五个饼两条鱼已经从袋子里面出来在小朋友的手里。
And this child took it out and hold them in his hand.
这个是很乐意的。
And this is a willing
offer.因为大家再没有东西吃
because no one else had any food to eat
就在那个很需要的时候他这个小朋友的心里面他想这个虽然我很少但是我这里有
but at that moment of need this little child bring out food for those who may be in need
这个小朋友都是有一个啊保管他自己的东西的这一个心理
therefore this little child has concept of protecting his own food.
我过去在台湾的时候，有时候访问啊，带饼干啊给小朋友。
When I was in Taiwan doing visitation, I bring along some biscuits for little children.
哎，他是说了。
And he said.
啊，还有礼貌的长老，谢谢。
Courteously, they would say thank you.
啊，我说不客气。
So I said, don't mention it.
他拿起来开始吃了。
And then they would take the biscuit and eat.
我看这个小朋友很可爱。
And they were very cute.
我说，哎呀，我看你吃的好吃啊！哎，给一块给长老吃。
And I told him that this looks very delicious. Can you give me one biscuit?
那个小朋友没有拿出来。
He did not take it out.
他把我给他的饼干还往后面这样子啊藏起来。
But instead, he took the biscuit I gave him and hid it behind him.
他妈妈说了。
And his mother said,
啊，你吃的饼干是长老给你的。
The biscuit that you're eating now came from the elder.
啊，他现在长老要你怎么不给他
？Now that elder asked you, why didn't you give it to him?
他这个是已经我的了。
But he said, this now belongs to me.
我已经向长老说谢谢了。
I already said thank you to elder.
所以说谢谢就是我的了。
So after I say that, it belongs to me.
他要拿出来不拿出来，这是他的权利了。
Therefore, whether he is prepared to return would be within
his power. 所以小朋友都有这种心理。
Even a little child has this sort of
他有保管他所有的东西。
He has thought to protect his own things.
现在他五个饼两条鱼不是安德烈把他找出来的。
This five bread and two fishes was not something that
是小朋友自己
found.
他在手在袋子里面拿出来的。
It's a little child who took it out himself.
而且说我这里有。
And he offered it and said, here I have some food.
因为主耶稣本来就知道。
Because Jesus already knew about this.
他说拿来给我。
Bring them to me.
啊，那么安德烈就把这个小朋友的饼拿到主耶稣的手里。
And then Andrew took this bread and gave it to Jesus.
啊，那么拿给主耶稣这个是做重点。
And to take it to Jesus is the key point.
不拿给主耶稣。
If the food is not to be brought to Jesus.
这五个饼两条鱼，永远就是五个饼两条鱼。
And this five bread and two fishes will forever remain the same.
不要看它是小小的五个饼两条鱼。
Although this seems very small.
主耶稣说拿回来给我。
And Jesus said, bring them to me.
拿到主耶稣的手里之后呢，就向天祝谢了。
When they brought into the hands of Jesus, Jesus gave thanks.
就擘开。
He broke them.
就分给门徒。
And started to distribute to
the disciples. 门徒又擘开，分给这个听众。
And the disciples.Broke them and then started to
就这样子的拨开拨开的时候
and they continue in this action
啊，彼此拨开彼此接纳
and they broke the bread with one another
好，那这个神迹啊就跑出来了
and then this miracle happened
在地上啊已经掉了很多的这个病脆
and
脆饼
on the ground there were much remaining
把它收收起来的时候有12个篮子
and when they were collected there were 12 baskets of this
leftovers把中间的一个篮子啊，再把它倒在那个小朋友的一个小袋子里面，装不下的。
And taking some out of one basket, it was more than enough to fill the pocket of the little child.
你要再用力的把它挤下去，会流出来的。
And if you were to press it down, it will overflow from its pocket.
上尖下流，满满的。
And it becomes overflow.
所以我们不要看到我们自己小小的力量。
Therefore, we should not underestimate our strength.
我们彼此要有个共同的心。
We must have a united heart.
啊，今天主耶稣让我们在温哥华，这是每一个人要带使命的。
That Jesus allows us to come to Vancouver He has given us a mission.
只要我们奉献我们的工。
That we'll be able to offer up our efforts.
奉献我们从神得来的金钱来奉献给主耶稣。
Offer the wealth that he has given us.
那没有难成的事情。
That's nothing impossible.
所以我们要有现在要健康的身体来做工。
Now that we have got we are physically strong.
哈。也富有的时候来奉献。
And when we are rich, we should make that offering.
要奉献在现在正需要的时候。
We should offer when our offerings are in need.
这个是一个福气。
And this is a blessing.
所以我们奉献的人必得到主的祝福。
Therefore, those who make the offerings will be blessed by God.
啊，我们下午以这个道理来彼此勉励。
And this afternoon, we use this topic to encourage one another.
求主耶稣纪念大家所做的善功。
May the Lord Jesus remember all good deeds.
唱诗。